This is the locker room. We talk about it, you talk about nothing new. Grab you a drink and get comfortable. Shooting shit cause we got nothing to do. My girl, she mad, she say, I only listen to locker room. I'd rather do that than listen to all of her moods. Mix it like alchemy, I know they doubted me. Pay me my hourly, I don't do salary. Take them out, I burn the calories. Never go nowhere where locker room's out of reach. Never was late cause I don't know how to be. Come check to Mitch cause he got the fix. And this is too easy, come run it up with Dimitri. We talking sports in the other, you might as well call the stuff teaching. They be beneath me, couldn't catch up. We keep it PG, never slip up. You couldn't reach me, turning this up. From here down to Fiji, they know what's up. Since we got game, we figure we give it out. Stay for a bit, this ain't no winning out. Lot of things happening, this where we thinning out. I'd like to stand, but it's cool if you sitting down. Listen now, tell them to keep it down. I'm in position now, tell them it's time for the business now. You had your time,
and
but it isn't now. Locker room's talking, I need you to zip it now.
The Sports Show?
The Sports Show.
The.
Or the.
We should go with the.
In France, it would be le.
Le.
Le
sport show.
Le sport le show.
Le show de sports.
Le show de sports.
Yeah. Thank you, Madame Russell. Continue. So.
Big gulps, huh?
Yeah. So is this episode 179?
Buddy, this is episode 179 of... Well, hold on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is... Look.
This is...
It is one... Boy. It's... Look. Hey.
No.
What did we talk about?
What did I tell you before?
It was a good run, pal.
Hey.
It was a
hell of a run.
It was a hell of a run. Hey. Roster, it was a hell of a run. But we're happy and sad to say that this is the very, very last show of Real Locker Room Talk. Episode 179. I'm writing it down.
Write that down.
We will no longer be doing Real Locker Room Talk. It's over.
It's the end.
Because it's turning into the sports show.
Yeah.
Across the entire board. See this?
Hey.
It's getting a little makeover.
Wait, another makeover.
Another makeover.
You thought we would have did it when we had the time. But no, why make that easy on ourselves?
We don't make it easy. Ladies and gentlemen, roster, first and foremost, thanks for tuning in. Remember, follow us on the channels. Spotify, Podbean, and iTunes. Okay, so we're going to configure everything for all intents and purposes. Keep following at Real Locker Room Talk, at RLRT Podcast. But of course, we are transitioning into the sports show. It's going to be the new name. So to give you the 411 as to what's been happening is, we've mentioned it, there's a local radio station that we do another show for the Greek community. And as a result, we ended up getting a sports slot on that. And so the second Tuesday of every month, we record the sports show. And so it's really the exact same thing as Real Locker Room Talk, except once in a while we do have to talk about the local university team. And it'll be exciting. So then Mitch and I said, you know what? We got a couple ideas.
Yeah.
We're going to run it by. We're lazy. We can't do five or six of these.
Yeah.
It's got a good look to it.
It's nice. This show, though, just so you know, this show is not changing. The format's the exact same. Everything's good. And this one's more risque.
Risque.
Yeah. The university's kind of handcuffed us a little
bit. See, that's what we got to do where it's like, you know, you can get the sports show for free.
Right.
And then the other 3 weeks where we're really up in the game, you got to pay to play.
Hey. It's something we're looking into.
No. But so what's going to happen is because, you know, today, for example, right after we record Real Locker Room Talk, we're going to record the sports show.
Right.
And it's, again, pretty much the same thing. So we're really making a push to see if we can get this on the radio a lot more. And and if we do, then we have a choice. We said, let's just pull the trigger now. So it's going to be called The Sports Show. The Instagram handle is at YYC Sports Show. And of course, some of you have already noticed it because we were tinkering around with it, that we're just trying to change the channels that you've already been following. So just makes it easier.
Yeah.
1 week out of the month, it's just going to be a show. It has to be 30 minutes.
Right.
And then what's going to happen is you're going to get a little bit of the University of Calgary, the kids.
The kids.
The kids.
Hey, they're the future.
They're the future. Hey, not just in sports.
The world. It's so true. You know, speaking of the world, one of the most popular games in the world, baseball. We've been following it like crazy the last couple of weeks. We're not baseball guys, but hey, you cannot not look at what's been going on over the last couple of weeks. The last, let's call it 5 weeks, it's been the Yankees, the Bo Sox, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Seattle Mariners, Canada's other team, all vying to get into the two wild card slots. It's been epic, and it literally went down to the very last day. I mean, 162 games, just not enough sometimes. So it went right to the game, and you know what's crazy? Identical records for some of these guys.
Right.
And it came down to like one team, the Blue Jays. Four guys on that team have over 100 RBIs. Two guys with over 45 home runs. A Cy Young candidate, and the Blue Jays didn't make it. Seattle didn't make it. Yankees, Bo Sox are in, but we're out. That's it, baseball. You had a hell of a run. You had a hell of a run for a couple weeks. Text us, email us, let us know who's in the World Series this year. I mean, hey, thanks for the 5 weeks. It was actually pretty entertaining. It was not bad.
You know what? I will say the lead up to the wild card game, the finish for baseball is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You can't help but get into it.
Agreed.
I think the fans definitely help as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like the games are better. Now, I always question this. You know, like in NHL.
Yeah.
They play physical through the regular season. There's no question. But then the playoffs come and it's like, okay, let's really turn it up. It almost feels like that. But still, look, I love you, baseball, this time of year.
Yeah.
Look, thanks for inviting me to the, to the actual wedding. Thanks for inviting me to the party.
Appreciate it.
But hey, I still don't want to set up. I still don't want to help you plan. True. I still don't want to go to the engagement parties. Like just, I think.
Yeah.
10 game season.
10? Dude.
Just play 10.
I'll say 20, maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what? 20. Just, to keep for a long season.
Sure.
Call it a day. Whoever's in, out. Keep the same format.
Exactly.
But it seems like it's such a waste of time. No one's in the stands for the whole part of the year.
No.
Somehow they're making money. And then we get down here.
Yeah.
And it's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's not bad down over
here. That's what I'm saying. Like, how do the Padres, exist still? This might be the best that they've done in 50 years.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, it's true.
It's just, and I look and I like, it must be because their name is the Padres, because only God can help that team, man.
Good point.
Just not in our church.
No, exactly.
not in our place.
Not in our place. Hey. Listen, let's talk a little bit about the National League, just because, hey, since we're on it, we'll finish it off nice and strong. Right upstairs, right before we came downstairs, I go, take a look. It's the Dodgers at 106 wins, still trying to get into the wild, or still trying to get into the playoffs, technically. They have a one-game playoff against the St. Louis Cardinals, and the winner takes on the number one team in the National League, which happens to be the San Francisco Giants, had over there. It just, in all honesty, doesn't make a lot of sense here. Baseball, you did it great at the end. But you're kind of messing it up again. You're making it all confusing here. I don't know.
It's a little much, Mitch. I just look at this and say it's almost like friend zone guy.
Right.
It's like, what more do I got to do?
What do I got to do?
I bought you the flowers. I bought you tickets. Yeah. I drove you around. I did. I opened the door. Whatever. What do I got to do? Hey, well, sorry.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why is he always?
What? How does
he doesn't even talk to you?
Yeah.
And he gets the date.
How does that? It's because he's a dick. That's why. What? It's just everyone that's knows it's the bad boy. It's the bad boy. That's what it is.
You know what? That's a tough gig because their records are incredible.
Yeah, buddy, it's fantastic. Now, finally, go jump back to the American League real quick because this is where I kind of wanted to start it, but I had to get this Blue Jay thing off my chest. Dusty Baker, 71-year-old manager. The guy's been around the block. He was the Cubs back in the day. He was, I believe he was San Francisco Giants during the day, a manager. He's coaching. Hey, he's managing, pardon me. Maybe our favorite team in baseball, the Astros. The true team. They're back in. Cheater, not cheater, they're back in. But this is what caught my attention the other day. I called you and I said, hey, maybe I'm just getting old. Maybe I'm just not that guy anymore that I was a couple years ago. But he was drinking. They make the playoffs. You know, they got their champagne. They got the water goggles on and all that sort of the ski goggles on and all that fun stuff. Dusty Baker, 71 years old, drinking beer or champagne. I'm not sure what it was. Out of a cleat. Probably his own, maybe. I can't deny and or approve which way it went. Dimitri, how disgusting is drinking out of a cleat and or boot? Everywhere I turn around, it seems like everyone's doing it and they think it's cool.
Mitch, I don't know. I've never been able to find the cleat myself.
Right.
It's something that is that is.
It's eluded so you, has
the,
it?
The, yeah. The fact that he can find it and drink out of it is one thing.
Yeah, right.
But that's gross, okay?
It is.
Like we all do stupid things. Look, we've all gone to Mexico. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
We've all played truth or dare. We've all done something dumb and eaten this or whatever the case. But I don't know, man, especially after a game day shoe.
Yeah.
There's just
Something wrong with that.
You just won. You need to reward yourself.
Right.
Not punish yourself.
That's the thing. By the way, I looked into it. The whole drinking out of a boot thing was a hazing thing. It was actually done to make fun or to, you know, like, hey, you just made the team, so drink out of the boot to show your camaraderie. They're doing that on purpose now.
No, you can't do that.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it's not right.
It's not good.
It's disgusting, actually, as well. I mean, your foot's in there the whole day, and especially if you just played.
And it's your foot.
And your sock was in there. Like, you know what I mean?
It's not. You know, like whenever you smell something bad, right away you go, it smells like feet.
Yeah.
No one likes the foot smell.
But you want to taste it.
You won. Hey,
I'm just saying.
You won.
You're 71. COVID's been this thing. Is this what you're doing? Maybe this is the way around.
Maybe this is a way around.
Maybe this is the way around.
He's like, you're laughing now, but the immunities that maybe, I have.
Yeah.
Because I
might take it back. Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah. Coming this weekend, big thing. Hey, I want to just say it right on camera. I want to say it to you. I'm sorry. So I had plans. Dimitri invited, as you guys know, a couple weeks ago to go to the Wilder Fury fight. We're in Canada, so our Thanksgiving is this coming weekend. By the way, happy Thanksgiving. Dimitri invites me. I go and invite my whole family to come on the Saturday. I'm still trying to remember why, but I want to say it here right now. Right. I apologize.
Look,
I'm sorry.
Look,
Wilder Fury this Saturday.
Professionally speaking, yes, probably I should forgive you, but I don't accept it.
I respect that.
Humbly and respectfully decline your apology.
Fair enough.
It's noted.
Yeah, please.
I've noted it.
I see that, yeah. Okay. You were writing something.
You know the name of the episode?
Sorry, not sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's trending too.
Sorry, not sorry. Yeah.
Look, Roster, I told you. Twice I've invited the guy. He comes up with an excuse.
Yeah.
Then he leads me on and says, hey, yeah, no problem. I'll come over. He's not telling you the whole story. I have to remind him.
It's also true.
That it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And that he has invited people over.
Right.
This is not the other way around.
No,
so
he's dead
now
right.
You see what I'm dealing with.
Yeah. No, everything he said is correct. Yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you.
Well, let's talk about it because, hey, I'm going to end up
renting
it anyway.
You want to back out of my deal? I'll back out of yours.
Hey, I said I'm sorry.
You know what I'm talking
about. I got nothing
about.
Else to say. Hey, look, I'm sorry. Let's talk about it. It's Wilder Fury 3. This is kind of like the Fast and the Furious. All right? These guys are going to fight for the third time. It's their version of Fast and the Furious.
Some of the Rock's going to come.
The Rock's going to show up. Other guys are going to show up. Blah, blah, blah. It is taking place in Vegas, so maybe the Rock will be there. Who knows? But, Dimitri, let's get it going on. Right now, it's technically 2-0 Fury, but it's always the last fight that means the most, I would basically say. Would you not agree? And
you know what? I'd say it's 1-1, Mitch. I know the first one is a
draw.
I'll tell you what. The first one's a draw.
Nah,
the first one was a draw.
Fair enough.
But Wilder did knock him down.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was a baseball cleat.
An eyelash away.
he was that close to getting the victory. Mm-hmm. Second one, domination.
Mm-hmm.
Bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Beat up. Third one, we're here. What do you think, Mitch? You've had time.
Listen, I've thought about it more and more, and I've just, as I said it a few times, Dimitri got me into this whole fighting thing, so I've been watching it a little bit more. I kind of tend to kind of understand it a little bit more. And here's the thing. Fury may look dopey. He may not look like your typical boxer. He may not look like what a linear champion should look like, but the dude is good. The guy can move at his size. And last week, very same podcast, this Unsk guy basically won handily because he can move around. Wilder is a knockout artist. Absolutely. He's got power, but he's not a good boxer. Mm-hmm. I think Fury's going to try to make him. He knows what's going to win it. He's going to say, you're not going to learn to be a boxer in months, you know, leading up to this fight. You either catch me because I wasn't paying attention or you're going to lose this fight. I'm going with Fury. I just think, yeah, he's going to do it and he's going to end up taking on this Unsk guy. And you know what? I think it'll be fun. So Wilder's more exciting. He's probably better for boxing, but I say Fury. Fury all the way through.
Yeah. It's everything you said is 100% right. He's a better boxer. He's smarter. He's everything, but I really believe that we're just going to walk into one of those things where he gets caught with a punch.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see that. And I guess I could see why you say 2-0 Fury, because Fury was winning the first fight.
Yeah, man.
Outside of that, you know, the knockdown, which, I mean, it did, you know, it did help his cause, right?
Of course it did.
To get to that draw, no question. And but I think that, you know, because everyone's going to go make adjustments, right? Like, Fury's not going to make too many adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he might take a few more risks, but I don't know if he's really going to be taking a risk per se. I think he's very confident he's going to destroy this guy. But I do think that Deontay Wilder, is as long as he makes adjustments and doesn't try to, like you say, learn how to now box with the boxer. You don't want to do that.
No.
That's what Joshua tried to do. You don't want to do that.
Exactly.
If you can just make a few adjustments, move around, and just learn how to set up your shot with a skilled guy.
Sure.
It's easy to do that with tomato cans.
Yeah.
But with a skilled guy, you got to learn how to set up that right hand. So we'll see.
So you're thinking...
I'm going to go Wilder.
I'll go Wilder
by knockout.
Let's put a bet on.
Yeah. What's
the bet? Double or nothing on the... on the steak. No.
Let's do. Should we do the keg?
The keg.
Keep it simple
and consistent.
Consistent. The keg, right here.
Hey, how you doing?
Keg.
It's on TV now.
Let's pull. We got Amy. Hey. Amy can.
All right, I like that. The other one. Yeah. All right. From there, you know what? We're looking forward. We're looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be a great one, but. Next week, exactly this time next week, the NHL is back. And we are pumped. It's time to talk a little NHL. It's a little preview show. Dimitri, I'm going to go through the teams in the Atlantic division, yes, the Metro, the Central, the Ducks. And then at the end, I want you to give me, who do you like as your dark horse and your dark horse player, maybe? Or even a team that you think is just going to absolutely fall apart this year, maybe more so than one week.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever you want. Okay. We'll leave it open. Okay. All right, let's start in the illustrious Atlantic Division. You've got, who do you got? You've got your Boston, your Buffalo, the Red Wings, the Panthers, Montreal, the Sens, the Lightning, and the Maple Leafs. Dimitri, who will win this division?
This is going to be a tough one. I still think it's between the Panthers and the Leafs, but guess what? I'm doubling down.
What?
Leafs.
Leafs?
Yeah.
What do you like about the Leafs?
I just think the team is just continually getting more experience with one another. They're just playing together.
Okay.
Right? And I just think it's a... I've said this before, not just with the Leafs, but a couple teams where sometimes you just need time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need time to play.
You know what? I think a lot of people, especially up here in Canada, are going, well, hey... Did you guys forget the guys that were in the Stanley Cup? Montreal? No, we didn't forget. We just didn't want to pick you. We're not taking you.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. You ran. I see what you did there. Yeah.
That's two.
You guys had a great run. Respect, I think. But I don't think it's going to happen again. I do think there'll be contention. I think they'll be in there. I like your Maple Leafs, but I'm still not sure on their goaltending, man. I just don't think they've shored that up yet 100%. So looking at it, I'm going to just go.
I knew.
Am I going to do it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. I know you think I'm going to go Lightning. I'm not.
No.
No. Oh, good.
No.
Oh.
Can I guess?
Yeah, please.
You're going Boston.
I'm going Boston. You know what? I'll tell you why, Boston. I'll tell you why. Because every year I keep thinking you guys are down and out. And every year you guys are just like the keg. Consistent. Boston, you're winning the Atlantic.
Delivers. We got two steak dinners.
I'm telling you, it's a big thing. These Boston guys. All right, jumping over to the Metro. Okay. This might be the Penguins. Most competitive one. Hurricanes, Blue Jackets, Devils, Islanders, Rangers, Flyers, Pens, and the Caps.
Yes, I actually think, not trying to be a homer here, mm-hmm. You know I love it, but I do think that the Penguins.
You like the Penguins?
Yeah, I think they got a good team. Healthy Penguins have a good team to go on top of this division. I don't know. This one is the first time where I look at the Metropolitan,
mm-hmm.
and it just looks light to me.
You think it looks light?
It doesn't have the...
Oh, I think this is the grimiest of them.
It's kind of, I don't know. It's like the Cowboys division, man. It doesn't have the juice it had one time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's actually very evenly matched as I look. Like the Hurricanes last year, you know, top to bottom are maybe the most talented team here.
Sure.
The Blue Jackets, they come and go. I wouldn't say anything. Devils, they suck. They're just not there yet.
Yeah.
And then it's the team I'm picking. It's you, Islanders. Mm. Hey, Bottom line, just like Boston, you guys are proven to me consistency. You got your Anders Lee captain in this team. You got your Barry Trotz. He's just, this guy may not look like the most appealing, most, you know, you don't want this guy on the front of any magazine, but this guy knows hockey. He knows what he's doing. The goaltending is tight. They got a new barn. They got Chara back from very beginning. And they added Zach Parise. This is the team that, like, you kind of come to rejuvenate a little bit. I don't know. I like the Islanders. I think by adding just these two pieces and the coaching stuff it is, I like the Islanders.
It's a tough team.
It's a good team.
Yeah, it's a good team.
I like
team.
Him. All right, let's jump over to the Western Division. We'll start with the Coyotes, the Blackhawks, the Avalanche, the Stars, the Wild, the Preds, the Blues, and the Jets.
Avalanche.
Yeah.
In this one here. I like what the Avalanche are doing. Well, that only leaves one division left.
To be honest, I'm with you on this one, too. Yeah. I really don't think you can really go against these guys. Yeah, finally, we go to the Pacific. It's the Ducks, the Flames, the Oilers, the Kings, the Sharks, the Kraken, newest team, the Canucks, the Vegas, Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Bold prediction here, Cotton. Give me the Oilers.
Give you the Oilers.
Give me the Oilers.
Really?
It's the year.
See, I'll be honest with you. They should be. They should be. But they still haven't figured out the gold ending thing. They still didn't pick up anybody. They still didn't do anything. Yes, you got the best player in the league in McDavid. Maybe in the world. Well, not maybe. The best player in the world, McDavid. I mean, I'd still trade him. But that's a whole other thing. You know what, man? I got to be honest with you. How can you go against Vegas right now? This team just every year gets... I wouldn't say they get better. They're just consistently good. Again, there's that word. It's the word of the day. They're doing great. They got a good, strong team. Everyone that plays in Vegas loves being there. They finally figured out the goaltender thing. They shipped Fleury off to the Blackhawks. They got their laner. They know that they can count on this guy. Their defense is good. Their only next step, really, let's call it what it is to win the Stanley Cup. They've done everything else. They've been the best team in the league. They've got some of the best players. They've got everything. They've got a great fan base. The only thing that's holding them back is the Stanley Cup. And this, I won't do it. Not yet. But I love the Golden Knights here. Okay, give me your dark horse team. Give me a team you think is going to maybe light it up or literally shoot them down.
Now we're back to a little bit of normalcy. Hey. Yeah, there's this. We don't have this ultra-Canadian division.
Right.
It's everything's back
to I already normal. Miss it.
You know what? I don't.
I already missed the 20 games you're going to play against the same team.
In a row.
It's like baseball.
I'm going to go one on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you who you got to watch out for.
Mm.
Chicago.
Ooh.
Keep an eye out for Chicago because they got quietly better.
Yeah.
No one wants to pay attention to them because of the Kraken and two-time Stanley Cup champions and this and that. Keep an eye on them. And the other team, on the other side of the pond, if you will.
Okay.
You mentioned one New York team, Mitch.
Yeah.
You got to mention the other one.
Oh.
The Rangers.
I wish you told me this before, because I would tell you, don't do it. I took them last year, remember? What they did. They embarrassed me.
Hey.
You embarrassed me, Rangers.
Katarina says the same thing. A little premature, Mitch.
Yeah. A little premature. Sometimes nothing's wrong with that.
Hey, if it's good for one, it's good for all.
That's right.
Isn't that what the Musketeers say?
Something like that.
New York Rangers. Slippery.
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 Like Mitch. All right, my team. I'll take one from the East. I'll take one.
We're just going to not clean this up.
Hey.
Just stop.
How you doing?
Stop.
Okay.
But
you know what? You changed. Why? What's wrong with you? What's going on? Are we being investigated? All right.
Just saying, the kids
from the East. You know, they're big kids. They can handle themselves. They're big boys.
No, they can.
They can do it.
No, they can.
All right. From there, I'm going to tell you something. This is the team I'm actually looking forward to watching. And I can't believe I'm going to say this. It's Tampa Bay.
Oh, what is
I'll tell
happening?
You why.
You have COVID.
I got the COVID. No, but here's the whole thing. This team could go for three. This team's talented enough. They got the best goalie in the game. They got one of the best, if not the best, defensemen in the game. And they got maybe at least the top two offensive players in Kucherov and Point and Stamkos if he's still around and blah, blah, blah. This team's still tacked, man. They're, if they can do it, this is maybe unprecedented. So you gotta kind of respect. I hate them. The power rankings will show you throughout the year that I hate them, but I gotta respect them. I got to. I got no choice.
Respect.
Now, big in the West, there's a team that I actually kind of feel sorry for, and it's you, Kraken. Listen, you guys are coming in only a couple of years behind your little brother, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, and the reality is you have huge shoes to fill. No one expected the Vegas Knights to do what they did right off the gate, but everyone now in the NHL world is expecting you guys to do the same, and if you don't, normal hockey fans have been watching hockey from day one, watching the Anaheims come in and watching the Minnesotas come back and all this. You guys should suck for at least 10 years, but the world is not going to let you suck and let you not remember and forget it. The reality is, Kraken, you guys, Gio, get ready. This is going to be a long ride, brother.
Get
Kraken. Kraken, I wish you guys well. I think, with all due respect, I don't think this team is that great. But mind you, I guess I don't know if I said this
I
about the Las Vegas.
I still don't get the whole Kraken thing. Am I
what
missing
mean?
Something?
The octopus thing?
Yeah, like what's, is there a lot of water around there? Like what's,
what do you mean, around Seattle?
Yeah.
Have you never been?
Man, I don't get it.
Excuse me for a minute. Just for real? Or?
You know what it is, right? When I think of Kraken, I think of like pirates. Like I figured Tampa Bay. That's a Kraken
team.
That's
a Kraken team, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think of Florida. Or no, I mean Tampa is in Florida, but I think of like South Carolina.
Well, the Las Vegas Raiders is not exactly a big, they're in the middle of the desert and the Pirates.
Yeah, but hold on. Mad Max. Where does it take place?
Ah, all right.
In the desert. They're raiding.
All right.
They're raiding.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
All right.
I get what you're saying.
I see what you're saying.
Because you're going pirate. Right. But Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm thinking South Carolina, Kraken.
Let's call what it is. You don't think of pirates in such a liberal city like Seattle.
It's not that. I just don't see that the water temperature is cold, too cold to harbor a Kraken.
Oh, it's cold out there.
It's a cold temperature.
Yeah. Listen, Kraken, you're done for. We don't understand.
I don't understand.
Do you like their jerseys, though? What do you think of the jerseys?
You know what I do?
Yeah.
I do.
Number one selling jersey.
Yeah, and you know why? Because it's basically where San Jose screwed up with theirs.
Yeah.
They decided.
Ah, bravo.
They decided to make it better.
Teal was never my thing. Like, I think on a jersey, it doesn't look. I'll give you an example. The Carolina Panthers. So sometimes they wear the teal pants and the white. It looks like they're wearing jeans and a white shirt.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look. Right? Yeah.
But see, a Panther, I can believe that it's in Carolina.
Sure.
I get it.
But not a Kraken in Seattle.
It doesn't work with me.
Fair enough. I kind of like the name, but I get where you're coming from.
See, I wish they would have been called the Seattle Tech.
What about the Calgary Flames? Not a lot of flames over here.
Yeah, but we had the Olympics.
Ah.
And we had the torch.
True.
Right?
That's what it is.
At one time, there was a flame.
And we have a horse with fire in its nose.
We have a horse with fire in its nose.
Yeah.
That is believable.
That's believable. Okay. Off to the NFL.
All right.
All right, get ready.
Look at that 27 minutes.
The NHL is
We're not going over this week.
No. Am I not keeping it within?
I'm just
The
saying.
NHL is on fire. I'm excited. You know what? You know me. I'm a beginning of the year guy. I'm excited about this. It's big. Ladies and gentlemen, it's everyone's favorite segment. It's the 60-second snap count. Dimitri's been on fire over the last 4 weeks. He's kept it all under a minute. In fact, he has a new world record that he broke a couple of weeks ago at 47.3 seconds or something like that.
No, it was 53.
No, you even had a lower.
I had a lower one.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I don't even keep track of my own record.
Hey, no, that's what I'm here for.
So the GM.
Yeah.
The GM,
yeah.
Yeah, so the other day he tells me. He goes, so how many like takes does it take you to get that? Mm-hmm. I go, takes.
Takes.
I go, what do we
this
don't
is live.
This is live on live.
This is live on live.
You know,
we don't even know how to edit.
Capitano.
Hey.
Look at the note. Here's the note. I told you. This is the note right here.
Yeah,
this is
right
what
here.
It looks like.
It's pretty good.
I haven't even I do a little.
Yeah, you might review
that's
it once. Whoopty.
But I don't.
We all did
myself.
That during Greek school. Like we had to read our poems.
Okay.
Anyways.
Tell me when you're ready.
Here we go. 60-second snap count and go.
This week, we're going to start with the Jaguars. While Trevor Lawrence can't quite put his finger on why he's losing, we sure know Urban Meyer can. Speaking of can, it sure looks like the Jets can actually win a game. Look, let's talk about a game for a sec. Dak Prescott is showing that he has just exactly that with his wonderful start to the season. Speaking of starts, Cleveland 3-1 for 2 years in a row. Let's keep going on starts. I told you 4 weeks for Justin Fields to get the start. Let's talk about Fields. I think the Texans should have done exactly that and leave a little bit early. Talk about early. How about my early prediction of the Zona? Now let's stay on prediction. Here's one. Chargers not letting up. Raiders, Derek Carr turning into a used car. And that's your 60-second snap count.
Ladies and gentlemen, new world record. 44.15 seconds. You know, you got to realize you have the full minute. You got another 16 seconds.
Yeah, but if there's nothing to say.
Oh, I understand that. I'm just saying, I hope you're not trying to break the record on purpose all the time.
No.
I'm just saying.
No. I just.
You got everything out. You sure?
There's nothing. I'm not. Look, you want in the 60-second snap count? Then yeah. Do something. Sure. I'm not going to put you in for the sake of putting you in.
True. Hey, respect. I like what you're doing.
This is my snap count.
This is his
snap
count.
What? This was a no-huddle offense.
Yep. Very true. I like that.
That's a football reference.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room real quick, okay? On Instagram, if you follow us, which I know you all do, and we love you. Thank you for it. I may have posted a picture of the divine one, Brady, Sunday night, prime time against his old team, his old coach, the old city. The city, rallies behind him. He ends up getting that 68 yards to become the all-time leading passer in the NFL on top of being a 7-time Super Bowl champion. Dimitri, please explain to everyone how amazing this guy truly is. Go ahead.
Roster, let's just get real for a second.
Yeah.
Last week's episode, Mitch and I joked around about how Tom Brady is Jesus's brother. Were we lying?
Cousins, first cousins.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't believe my eyes. I know when you see a miracle, you just see a miracle. And this was not Brady versus Belichick.
No.
This was God versus the devil.
This was God.
This was good versus evil.
That's right.
And it happened in front of our eyes.
Are you reading my notes?
I'm not reading. What other notes could there be, Mitch?
Yeah, I'm just
so saying. We get there,
yeah.
Okay, and the angel of the Lord,
right.
Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
God's favorite, the devil goes, whoa.
Hey, not so fast.
Not on, I know he plays favorites with you, but I don't like what you're about.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm going to do for you? You want to come back in New England?
Huh.
Yeah, fine, you can have your little record. Take your record. That's how he drew him in.
That's how he got him in.
He drew him in the Foxborough.
Yeah, that's right.
He goes, I'm going to make it rain. Boom. So there's the devil making it rain. So Brady can't get used to it.
Right.
He's a little bit older.
It's a little off.
Mac Jones and the
rest. He's got arthritis. It hurts the ankles.
So what happens? Yeah. What happens?
Hey,
New England's controlling the game, Mitch.
Yeah, they got the game.
They're doing well. Everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
You want to come back in? We told you it's the system.
Yeah.
So what happens? They get a touchdown.
Right.
Things are looking good.
Yeah.
They end up getting a field goal.
Right.
They're in the lead.
Hey.
Things are looking better.
Got this.
And I couldn't believe my eyes, Mitch. It stops raining.
It stops raining for a bit. Yeah, you're right.
It stops raining for a bit. And at the moment that the Patriots get possession, God goes, oh,
hey,
you want to mess with my boy? No problem. Hit the rain button.
Boom.
I've never seen it before.
Nick Folk's going.
It went from zero to rain in possession.
Yeah.
That was the craziest thing.
That was the thing.
And then there's two non-calls.
And then he gets the kickoff. But it wasn't a miss. Just dunk right in the middle of the pool.
Dude, I have never seen anything like it. The thud. I yelled so loud, Tamara goes to me. She goes, you're going to wake our kids up. I go, they deserve to be woken up.
They need to wake up.
They need to
witness this miracle.
The things they're teaching in schools.
Yeah.
This is what you want
to
aspire.
This is what it's about.
Be like Brady. What would Jesus do? Okay? Buy your bracelets. Do whatever you got.
Yeah, it's so true.
This, I couldn't believe it. It was almost, the ball didn't even look like it was curving to me.
Zero.
And then it was almost like God was like,
Just give a little ding.
What do you want from this
Nothing.
Guy,
hey.
You can't touch him.
I'll give a little respect to the Brady, to the Billy ball. They kept in it. They did what they could. But it really does come down to, man, what do you say about this guy? He just can't lose. He's a winner all the way through. And for anyone, no matter what team you cheer for, you have to be a Brady fan. Like, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. He is that prolific. He's just that amazing. And the guy's just got a horseshoe. He's got the horseshoe of all horseshoes.
He's unbelievable. But I will say this. I got to credit New England and credit This is what I'll give Belichick some credit for here in the defensive coordinator. They really sure know how to mix things up, hey,
yeah,
against people. They know, if they're good at one thing is causing a lot of confusion, like you don't really know what you're going to get. They're pretty crafty.
Absolutely.
You know, no pun intended. I will, yeah.
Because the owner's crafty.
Right.
And by the way, Belichick's son, did you see this guy? He's the guy with the rat tail, like the mullet going on.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with him? How's that?
Yeah.
I like him. I like the cut of his jib. He looks like a hyper little guy. He looks like the kind of guy that just washes the dishes, vacuums all at the same time.
Take it easy, man.
Yeah, just relax, bro. Take it easy.
Relax.
Now, speaking of we spoke of the good, time to speak about the bad. Listen, Jacksonville, you know, you guys came into the league actually kind of hot back in the day, 20 something years ago. And since then, not so good. So last year, you win your very first game, and then you lose all the rest of them, and you started off this season 0-4. So what do you guys do? You go out and get the number one draft pick, a little Trevor Lawrence, and then you also decide to say, hey, let's go get Urban Meyer. He's the best coach for this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Urban Meyer was one of the best college football coaches of all time. Now, they're in Cincinnati for Thursday Night Football, right?
Great game, buddy.
Great. It was a good game.
You know what? That was an excellent
Jacksonville, Cincinnati would never get you out of your seat. It ends up being a great game. But Urban Meyer truly is like a pretty big name in Cincinnati. So he says, hey, team. Now, remember this. The coach of the team says, hey, you guys go back to Jacksonville. I'm going to stick behind. So he sticks behind. He owns a couple of bars, I guess, there. And he was apparently, quote unquote, hanging out with the family. And then all of a sudden, the internet blew up. Girls posting pictures and co-eds everywhere of who is this guy? He keeps asking do I know who he is and blah, blah. And Urban Meyer's picture is everywhere. This guy, the final scene is he's getting grinded up by some co-ed. The owner gets a hold of it. The media gets a hold of it. And dude, they're 0-4 and he's actually on the hot seat. Rumor has it, he might be gone even by next week. A little side rumor, you heard it here first from the Hoj and the Coralis. USC jobs open up over in South California, you know, USC. He might be wanting to go back to college. Maybe realize that NFL's a little too tough.
You know, he might be in the hot seat. She looked like she was in the hot seat.
She looked like she was in the hot seat.
I get the guys in trouble.
Yeah.
I get the guys in trouble and I don't.
Right.
Did I miss something, Mitch?
I do understand where you're going, but here's where
it is. This is what I'm saying, right? Yeah. And you know, I might be getting flack for it, but I watched the video, and I mean, yeah, there was some. Hey, if you want to grab someone's attention, you know, tap the shoulder,
like, right?
I don't even know what that move was all about.
Hello.
I don't even know what that move was all about.
Yeah, it was an.
But I guess what I'm saying is I just looked at something that was consensual. What did I miss that he got in? I get the PR and the aesthetics.
That's all it is.
But is
team it, just lost. His team goes. He's the coach.
Yeah, but do you think that the guys in the locker room right now are not clapping and laughing?
So they're clapping and laughing, rumor has it, because he doesn't have control of the team. Apparently, you hear this a lot by the NFL coaches, that they're there like night and day, 12, 15-hour shifts. This guy, apparently 6-7 hours.
Right.
Like walks in, walks out, you know, whatever. And I think what's happening is you're starting to see it. And you're starting to see a guy that's, you know, he's, look, I don't think he did anything super bad either. I agree. But when you tell everyone, I'm going to stick around, I'm going to hang out with the wife and the grandkids and this and that. And then you're all over the internet doing, you know, granted, he wasn't doing anything harmful, but it didn't look good. Aesthetically, you're 0-4. Looks like you were celebrating. That's probably the problem.
There you go.
From there, there's a lot of great games coming up this weekend.
A lot of great games.
You know what? It's been great. The schedule, I don't know. Maybe I'm just super into it this year. I don't know. But let's go really run through it. You got a little Rams Seahawks.
That'll be interesting.
You got a little Broncos Chargers. You got a little Broncos Steelers. I'm kind of liking that one. You got the Bills and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Hey, ratings. How you doing?
Good job.
You got NFL. Green Bay and the Bengals. Not going to say anything. And you got the Colts and the Ravens on Monday Night Football. Those ones, they come across as...
Be careful.
What do you mean?
Be careful when you run into those Monday night games, Midge. Be careful when you're looking at your lineup.
Wait.
Be careful when you go around and you start looking at games and you wonder which way you're going to go.
Yeah.
Where is the money?
What?
Mitch.
Don't do that.
Dallas. New York Giants. Cowboys, favored by 7. You could favor them by 10 if you want. Because the Dallas Cowboys are the money-making matchup of the week.
I love it. Great, great call. Loving it. If only there was a the five-star pick of the week last week. Yeah, I screwed up. I don't care. San Francisco, you can go to hell. I'll never pick you again. I thought for once you guys might come through for me, but you didn't, and I hate you for it. What am I doing? What am I doing? Hey, Green Bay. Hey, Bengals. How you doing? Take the over. Neither one of you can play defense. Don't pretend you can play the defense. It's the over all day, every day. And I don't care if it's 75 points. Take it all, baby. That's your five-star. Five-star pick of the week.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Great
pick. 49ers.
They're there to disappoint you, Mitch.
What did I do? Why didn't you stop me? Why didn't you stop me last?
Because I hit mine and I'm up one.
Here we go. Off the rapid banter to keep time because Dimitri is all about the time these days. Hey, people change.
If you say it, you're going to do
just like
it.
The sports show. And apparently I can't say anything too derogatory anymore, but whatever.
Well, you should thank me because most of the time you're saying something stupid anyways.
Connor McDavid, I'm saying one thing and one thing only. Devontae Wilder has said he will not be wearing the heavy metal suit to the ring this time against Fury. Will that help him in any way?
Well, he's going to be bringing the heavy hands.
Bubba Wallace becomes the first black driver to win a NASCAR Cup since 1942. Congratulations, sir. Guess who the main owner of the team is? Yeah, you guessed right. It's Michael Jordan. Is this now solidifying that he is the GOAT?
Why do American race car drivers have weird names?
That's a good point. I don't know.
Bubba.
Rain and lightning delayed the game on Monday Night Football in L.A. It was the Chargers and the Raiders. Here's the thing. The game was indoors. Why was it delayed for 30 minutes?
How does lightning stop the Chargers?
No idea.
Isn't that their logo?
George Kambosos and Lopez postponed
next.
Again.
Next.
October 16th. Next. Get ready for it. For sure this time.
Sure. Yeah.
Hulk, a Brazilian super soccer star, may have overstepped it this time. He divorced his wife and now is married and is having a child with his ex's niece. What is Thanksgiving going to be like in their house?
Hulk, that is incredible.
Did you see this?
That's amazing. What do you do?
Her niece. I want you to think about this now for a second. What do you think about?
Not daughter. Niece.
Niece. Yeah. So the two sisters now are at odds.
What do you
do? On top of the niece. A lot going on.
I don't
so
know
what would think. the kid
be? Mitch, don't do it. Don't do it. Right. Don't do it. It's just not. It's not good.
Guy broke the internet the other day when he was able to catch an alligator with a trash bin. Dimitri, what wild animal can you catch in a trash bin?
Mitch.
Sure. He's done it. Facebook and Instagram went down for 6 hours the other day. What did you do during those 6 hours?
Not post.
Yep, there was nothing to do. Hold on to your clubs. It's happening. We will talk about it very soon. It's Bryson DeChambeau versus Brooks Koepka. Are you as excited as I am?
Get it in the boxing ring. Triller, isn't this your bread and butter?
Good point.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Gerrit Cole, New York Yankees pitcher, paid $324 million last night. 2 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 home runs off him. Does he get paid too much or just a bit outside?
Just a bit outside, according to Kirk Cousins.
Super Bowl, it's been presented. Who's going to be the halftime show? It is Eminem, Snoop, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. Are we missing anyone?
Eminem.
Or Kenny G. No, Eminem's in.
Oh, did you say Eminem?
I said.
Oh, okay. Well, then, no, we're not missing anyone.
Kenny G.
Except Kenny G. Saxophone. And Yanni.
I'm going to write an email. All right, there it is. Rapid banter.
You got those guys and then Yanni on the piano and Kenny G playing the sax.
For
Drake, he'd probably and have Yanni.
Now show your talents. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, it's Maga Malaka time, everyone's favorite. This is not going to change, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that right now. We said it at the beginning of the podcast. Dusty Baker, 71, 72 years old. and the guy drank out of a dirty cleat. So it begs the question, what other items can you drink out of? Here we go, Maga Malacca.
Okay.
Let's start with an easy one. The Stanley Cup. Maga or Malacca?
Maga.
Maga. I agree with that one.
Easy.
Garden hoses. Maga or Malacca?
On a hot day, Maga. Sure.
It's the greatest.
You're not getting better colder water.
I'm just saying, we said earlier, maybe this is how we didn't get COVID. Maybe this is how I didn't get it.
Back you take the hose, you take a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give a little. Give up. That. Go yeah. back for the drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Go down.
Your mama's tea set.
You know what? There's no win here, so I'm going to go Maga.
Maga it is.
I always want one of those.
You know what? Back in the day, right?
You started like, saying your mama's. I'm like, you're a jerk.
No, no. Buddy, I have my mama. I'm just saying. I know, but I would never say. No, but you know how like our parents have those nice like China sets?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're gorgeous.
They're nice, right?
Yeah, it's a great but floral pattern.
Do you
really
want it, though?
Yes.
You do.
It's like I want the cheesy cabinet. Huh? You've seen it.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was going to ask you.
That's why, man.
I write this down. Cheesy cabinet.
Cheesy cabinet.
For the other pod that we do. A hat. I mean, if you drink it out of a cleat, if you're a baseball hat.
Malacca.
I agree.
Unless it's my hat because you can't taste excellence.
See, I like my hat because I have an extra big head, so I get more booze in it. How about this one? We've all done it, I'm sure, in a cold game. A thermos. Maga or Malacca?
Yeah, I can get behind the thermos.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little tacky, nerdy, but yeah, I like it. Keeps it cold or warm, yeah, depending on what you're into.
Great, yeah. You know? Yeah, like you're right. Sure, you're a nerd, but it works.
How about this one? If you're into the baseball cleat, what's wrong with the skate? If you're that crazy.
Oh, Malacca.
Yeah.
Oh,
can
hockey,
you imagine?
Buddy, hockey equipment in general stinks more than any other sports equipment.
Again,
fact.
Here's another one. I mean, again, we'll stay on the baseball trend. You got your hat. You got your cleat. Your glove. Your glove. Maga or Malacca?
Yeah, I got to go Malacca. I can't. There's just some things that.
It's a little leathery tasting.
That's the thing,
that's
Mitch.
The thing.
That's the thing.
But if it's scotch, it might actually.
You can get behind that. Scotch is peaty to begin with.
It's peaty the thing. All right, last one. Sometimes you're out of cups and you say to yourself, what am I going to do? Get those champagne flutes, Maga or Malacca.
Maga. Don't threaten me with the French 75 in a good time.
All right, second last one. All right, again, equipment, the cup. I mean, does anyone ballsy enough? No pun intended. I didn't honestly
you know what?
Plan that.
This one I'm going Maga. Because Maga. If you're going to do it.
Right.
Do it.
If you're a sicko, this is how you get to it.
Do it.
This is how you get to it.
Do it.
Yeah, right to the end. Last one, Maga or Malacca, Grandpa's Cup.
Malacca.
Malacca.
You can't take a chance on that.
You really want to be COVID avert? You drink out of that guy's cup. That's
oof,
what I say.
Oof. Not good. Not good.
There it is, Maga Malacca, buddy.
We did it. Maga Malacca is something that's going to continue. It's going to keep going.
Oh, I'd like to hope so.
Yeah. At least something's got to stay. But we told you, sports show, it's converting.
Yeah.
Once a month on the CJSW, 90.9 FM. The other 3 weeks, you're going to get it on the podcast. Even that one is going to be on the podcast sites. Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, YYC Sports Show. Please look it up. CJSW.com. Look, episode 179, Real Locker Room Talk. It's been a good run.
To you, the roster. To you, RLRT. Thanks for starting it all up.
Thank you, guys. But we got to shove RLRT in the locker.
No, seriously, have you guys ever thought, like, if you...
This is a bad idea. Let's just go back.
Yeah, this is the worst idea you've ever come up with.
We're back, baby! We're locker room!
Done!
You know what? It's tough. But, hey, if we...
You know what?
If we can't move forward, hey, we're not moving at all.
Don't touch me. You've already broken my heart.
Can we still shower?
We can still... Don't tell me that's changing.
Well, I don't know, Urban Meyer. Keep your loofahs to yourself.
That's the guy you don't want to be showering with. I do agree with you. Like, what's the big deal? Because the video they have is like he's sitting in on a
yeah,
high
a grease
chair.
Ball. Get it?
Yeah,
got
but he's
it.
On a high chair and the chick's backing into
no,
him.
No, it's
right?
like consensual.
It looks like they're both
you know,
cool with it. Yeah,
she wasn't flinching.
No,
you know,
it's because
hey, the D line didn't move.
No, it's
there's
true.
No, you know,
true.
You,
there was no.
There's a little like,
Yeah, no, it's correct.
I didn't
yeah.
see any flags on the play.
Good point.
On the contrary.
On the contrary.
On the contrary.
Nah, it's just the image thing. It's the big thing.
What a guy, man. You know what? What a great. How do you explain that to your wife? And you know what? But in today's age,
right,
you got to be careful if you're high profile.
It's
that's
true.
Why we're not.
Well,
afraid.
That's the thing.
We're not afraid.
We're not scared of anything.
No one knows we exist.
Nobody. No, there's a few.
Yeah. Mom, dad
sister,
wife,
brother, sister. Some guy with Wilbur at the Bonacera. What's up, Wilbur?
Wilbur, yeah. No. We got the New York.
New York.
Chicago. The Illinois.
What, did they just download this week?
What do you mean just download? We got the guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The guys from the, yeah, they're the Carolinas, the Tennessees, the Californias.
Right.
I'm just saying. Sports show.
Sports show.